I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday morning. Well, happy holidays to everybody. Happy 4th of July. You know, today is July the 3rd, 2022. It is 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in the UK, Germany, East and West Africa. Do have members in India. My honorary member, Karan Patani. Listen. I want you guys to know this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavored Gumba Rums, one infused with natural vanilla, that is Gumba Gold, and also have one that's infused with natural coconut, that's Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gum Rum is Steve Gum, that my lawfully wedded husband. Y'all know my lawfully wedded husband. No, I'm just kidding. I am just entertained. Listen, y'all, I got a special musical showcase and a special musical salute. On today, it is a Lucky Tags. I got some hot stuff, y'all. I got some hip-hop. I got some blues. I got some Americana indie music. Yes, I do, honey. And I have some gospel spoken word rap. Listen, y'all, check this out. It is Lucky Tags on today. Straight Tablet. Got some hot stuff from Straight Tablet. Pastor B. Pastor D. All the way from Texas, y'all. Texas, and Lost on the Metro. Y'all remember Lost on the Metro from the other day. Well, they're going to throw down on us some more on today. Listen, y'all, do me a little favor. While you're on Facebook, I know y'all ain't doing nothing on Facebook, but while you're over there, use the keyword The Fierce Female when the page comes up. Please do give the page a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, I'm going to kick it off right now with Lucky Tags. Listen, y'all, did y'all know the Fez was in town? The Fez is in town, honey. This is a hot one by Lucky Tags. Let me give you a little information on Lucky Tags. They are providing, Lucky Tags is providing, it is never too late to follow your heart. So they're saying, they're proving that it's never too late to follow your heart. They're from Alabama. Their native has been obsessed with hip-hop culture, from bona fide 90s legends like Tupac to modern-day Lil Wayne. While she was often writing lyrics in private, so Lucky Tags is a young lady, while she was writing her lyrics in private, she did not begin recording until 2018. Sometimes it takes a little time, y'all. Sometimes it takes a little time, you know, to just kind of build up your courage to get on out there and do what you got to do. So listen, y'all, check this out. This is Feds in Town, Lucky Tags. What's up, what's up? That is the best in town. Do you hear me what I say? The best is in town. Listen, listen, listen. Got hard stuff all day today. Up next is Pastor B off of my chest. Pastor B, Pastor B. Listen, let me tell you a little bit about Pastor B. Pastor Brian Sago, also known as Pastor B, is the founder and pastor of Light of Hope Fellowship Ministries in Hacker Heights, Texas. That's H-A-R-K-E-R. He's out of Texas, my people. Listen, he's throwing down, y'all. It is hot, hot, hot. Y'all need to turn up the volume, turn up the volume, turn up the volume. It is off my chest.
Yeah. Just got a few things going to get off my chest. Break up this elephant in the room, you know? All glory to God. Yeah. I used to walk around with a blow mind, cause my soul mind wasn't genuine. I was wrapped up in all that puffing stuff, and all I do is that cussing stuff. See, I'm grown now, I got God now, sipping living water, I ain't no sir now. I got more now to lose now. Do I choose the world? Nah, I choose Jesus. Don't think that every day's a promised day. Give yourself away, could be on your way to the presence of the Father up in heaven. It's always a good day when you bet no stepping. I wanna hit these streets, streets, see these streets, streets, pray in these streets, make a way in these streets, streets, reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable, preaching to the preacher. I ain't always that feasible. I wanna touch some hearts, change some hearts, shed some light in places that's dark. Why everybody screaming, that's my city, but you won't bust a break for a soul you see. Church, folks, church, you think God please? Nah, spread your tradition like a sick disease. I just got a few things I wanna confess. Just got a few things to get off my chest. Yeah. If they don't know what you're saying, building, building after building, staying stuck in your building. What Bible you read? What kingdom you build? Why you mad at me? Be mad at yourself. Oh, I see why you're mad, cause I done told you about yourself. Wanna free your community, first free yourself. Take a look in the mirror, then check yourself. Get mad if you wanna, angry if you wanna, hot like a sauna, cause I'm dropping truth on you.
Off my chest by Pastor B. I also want you guys to check him out online. His website is lightofhopefellowshipministries.com. Y'all check him out online. Please do that, do that, do that. The name of the song once again was Off My Chest, Off My Chest. And I got something to say about Off My Chest. You know, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it is really true. You're really saying something that's really true. And I'm going to say this. My mom and I always talk about the old days, about the church, you know, the body of Christ and how it used to be and how it is now. So listen, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get this off my chest. As they say, get it off my chest. People saying in the song, you know, speaking in tongues, what good is that doing? Because nobody's understanding what you're saying. You know, a long time ago, now, we've been in the way, you know, the way. a long, long, long time. And so we always talk about the way it used to be, you know, the saints of old praying and fasting. I don't think people really understand. Things are so different. Of course, even before the pandemic, I'm speaking of before the pandemic when everybody was in church and we're going to church every Sunday. But what I'm comparing is the church of old from years ago, where we used to have fast and we used to pray all night long. We had, you know, all night prayer. I think that's a thing of the past. I don't know if anybody's doing any praying during the night these days. But listen, and we would always talk. We talk about a lot the power of God, how the power of God would come in, people would get healed. Of course, people still getting healed, but I'm just saying how things were different. And so we got to have a demonstration. I think what I can relate to this song, we've been off my chest. We got to have a demonstration. We always talk about comparing what's going on now versus what was. And I think we got to kind of stop comparing what was, because what was back then, it ain't coming back. It ain't coming back. So what we got to have is a demonstration of love, a demonstration of peace, and a demonstration of our hearts being Christ-like and pure and the love of God. And so we got to demonstrate to people because, you know, everyone that we come across, you know, doesn't know God, you know, doesn't know Christ. And we got to be living vessels. We got to be living vessels. That's what the word says. And so how else can a man understand the love of God unless we show them the love? You know what I mean? So listen, I love this song, Off My Chest. And so it's true. I want you guys to visit this website. That's Pastor B. Once again, it is lightofhopefellowshipministries.com. And he was rocking the mic, y'all. Pastor B was rocking that mic. He sure enough was. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up. Lost on the Metro. Now, listen, this group is really, really fascinating. They got it together. They are fascinating. They got it together. This one is Ramsey Road. I'm going to give you a little information about Lost on the Metro in one moment after the music. This is a Ramsey Road.
Bye.
All right, that is Lost on the Metro. Lost on the Metro. That is Lost on the Metro. All right, listen, y'all. I do have some more music that's coming up from Lost on the Metro. They are an Americana indie band from St. Louis, Missouri in the USA. You know, and from their bio, it's one thing that really resonates and really sticks with me that's in their bio. They say life is about finding what drives you and following that path, no matter how long it takes. Listen, y'all, they are the prime and a great and an excellent example of doing what you love. And she says, you know, it doesn't matter how long it takes. So it's not about age. I've never been a person about your age or finding your destiny or walking in your destiny. It doesn't matter if you're doing it at 10, if you're doing it at 20, 30, 40, 50, you can do it at 60. For God's sakes, if you're 80 years old and you're finding your destiny at 80, do it. You know, because it feels the same. I'm going to say this. Walking in destiny feels just as wonderful if you find it at 10 as if you found it at 80 years old. It still feels just as great. So listen, walking in destiny doesn't change. It doesn't change. And destiny doesn't move no matter how long it takes for you to find it. And this is what she's saying. Life is about finding what drives you and following that path no matter how long it takes. It's still going to feel great. It's still going to feel fantastic. No matter if you're 60, no matter if you're 70, 80, no matter if you're 50, it doesn't matter the age. Listen, you still got the talent and you still got what it takes. So listen, your talent doesn't change. You're born with the talents that you have. You're born with the talents, but it's up to you to use your talent. It's up to you to walk in destiny. And sometimes it takes a little bit. Sometimes people don't discover their gifts. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Like she says, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, and that's really fact. That's really fact. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time for you to find your way. We all have to find our way, have to find our path, our journey, whatever you want to call it. And once you find it, you know, it's just like a glove. You put it on and it feels real good. It just fits, and you know that's what you're supposed to be doing. The light turns on. The light always turns on because you know it feels good. Listen, this just like I always tell life lessons and stories from when I was in Columbia College. And I remember I will never forget when the instructor came out and she says, Adrian, do you want to be a teacher's assistant? And I was like, okay. And so went through the classes, did what I had to do. And I am telling you, one day I was sitting at the table, and I was working with a student, and it was like the sunshine just came in the room. I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. I knew teaching was my thing. I knew teaching was my gift. It was like, and when I finished with the student, I got up and I ran to the professor. I said, you know what? It just hit me. I say, teaching is my thing. Teaching is my gift. And she says, she looks at me, and her eyeballs just lit up. And she says, I know exactly what you, she said, a look on your face. She says, you got it. You got it. She says, oh, I know you got it. And so I was like, yeah. And so when you are gifted at something, you know, it just comes out. You ain't got to work at it. You just shine. The shine comes on. So listen, Lost on the Metro is shining in their thing. Their music is phenomenal. I got some more music by Lost on the Metro. I just love them. And I just love this song, Mariana. It's really, really gorgeous. It's really, really beautiful. I'm going to play that. And then I do have some more music by Lucky Tags and Straight Tablet. You know, it's just No. And I'm going to say this, too. I do want to point this out. Some individuals, of course, a lot of individuals are multi-talented. There was a person in my class that sat next to me all the time, and he was multi-talented. He had such a struggle because he was so talented, so many different things. And we would always sit there and chit-chat and everything. And I says, I forgot what his name was. He says, well, you know, I says, what you going to do? He says, well, you know, I hadn't really made up my mind. He says, I'm so good at Art, and he wasn't tooting his own horn. He was really having a struggle. He says, I'm so good at art. He could really paint very well. He says, like Picasso. He says, walk around like a little Picasso. He could paint very well. He could write very well. His stories were fascinating. And I'm telling you, he was into music. And he did them all very good, very well, very well. And he says, I don't know what's wrong today. And so we were talking and talking. And he found his journey. He found his path. We was always chit-chat. We was having like a whole little therapy session in class, if that makes any sense. But it helped him, and he was able to talk about it, and he eventually made up his mind and discovered what he wanted to do. So anyway, listen, y'all, check out this song, Marinata. Check it out. Long Again by Straight Tablet, and then I have another song by Lucky Tags. Listen, y'all, on Lost on the Metro. I don't know why. I really don't know why, but I am telling you, when I listen to their music, it's just like I can see them singing. Now listen, y'all, don't get it twisted, because I'm going to say see them singing in a barn. I don't mean just a regular old barn. I mean like a stadium where it's just like, you know, the days of old. It's just like a big stadium, and they have it set up where it's like a barn, you know, and they're singing. They're just flatfoot singing, you know, and everyone is, it's like thousands of people, and everybody's just enjoying their music, and they're singing. I can really see it. And in the stadium, they have like bales of hay all around, and they have, it's set like a barn. So help me, I'm going to help you understand. It's like a stage, you know, like in real estate, you stage your property when you're getting ready to sell it. You have to have your property look a certain way, so when the potential buyers come in, they want to buy the property. So I'm saying this is what Lost on the Metro. It's a stage auditorium where it looks like they're in a barn. You know, they have the bales of hay. They have the wagons. You know what I'm saying? Then they have the little animals around. They have it staged like a barn. And they're just singing, and everybody's having a great old time sitting there and enjoying the music. And they can even have those old-fashioned, like the popcorn stand where people get the popcorn and refreshments. And, you know, it'd be such a wholesome feeling, just so wonderful. And we need that. We need that, y'all. We need stuff like that, you know, to really clean our energy and our space. That would so help. So listen. You know, have the old popcorn, you know, thing and the hot dogs, and you're just enjoying the entertainment. And that's Lost on the Metro, baby. Yeah. So listen, I got something coming up. This is Straight Tablet. And this is really great. This guy is fascinating and fabulous. The name of this one is To Fish and Fish Again. We got to learn that in life, too. We got to learn to fish in all different kind of ways. Sometimes we got to learn to fish in shallow water, learn to fish in deep water. You know, y'all ever heard of fly fishing? So listen, that's a different kind of fishing than just going regular fishing when you're just out there, you know, putting your pole and going fishing. So listen, this is Straight Tablet, To Fish and Fish Again. Y'all check this out.
pale blue water and the gray rainy sky. Then the fish drift away until I curse them. Then I keep them somehow to feed my hunger, to feed my hunger. The fish drift away, yeah, until I curse them. On slowly by, with any nice cool wind, with any nice cool wind. I long for nothing more, I long for nothing more than to fish and fish again, than to fish and fish again, than to fish and fish again.
Something, he got a really strong point. He really has a strong point. That is straight tablet. And y'all listen, it's one thing that the pandemic has taught all of us, you know, and that is we got to learn to fish and fish again. Isn't that right? The pandemic has taught all of us. We got to learn to, you know, we were so comfortable. Now listen, I'm gonna say this, and I got the another song that's coming up by Lucky Tags. We were all so comfortable, you know, in our everyday life. I'll never forget it. I will never forget it. You know, when I first heard what was going on, I was on my way to my mom's house. You know what I mean? And just going about our daily business, working, you know, classes, people going to school, going to work, just doing their thing, one thing about another. And I'm telling you, the young lady that was dropping me off, she says, it's a shutdown going on. And I said, what? I thought she was really crazy. I thought she was flipping her lid or something. And she says, no, she had her headphones in. And she was coming to a stop. She wasn't, like, driving and talking on the phone, whatever. But she says, there's a lockdown that's taking place in such and such place. I said, a lockdown? I said, are we all going to jail? You know, I was like, what the hell is he talking about? You know what I mean? And so she was like, no. And she said, ain't you heard what's going on? She started telling me. I thought she had lost her mind because this was the first time I was really hearing what was happening. And I was like, what? You know, I said, we're all going to jail. We're going to jail. And so that's the one thing I just don't do. I don't do lockdowns. I don't do jail. But listen. So listen, and so I come to find out, went in the house and turned on and got the news and everything. I said, "Whoa!" I said, "China did what?" You know, and so anyway, you know, my point is this: listening to the song "To Fish and Fish Again," we had to all learn to fish all over again. We really did. So those businesses like restaurants, everybody got shut down. We're doing music got shut down, and so we were forced to find a different way to make our financial stability. Y'all know what's going on. People are scrambling, trying to get help and everything from everywhere. And so my point is this. The pandemic taught us how to fish and fish again. We had to find different. That's why I believe in multiple streams of incomes. I don't believe in depending on one paycheck. No. I can't live like that. So listen. So that song, To Fish and Fish Again, he's giving a strong message. He really, really is. And so if it's anything, you know, we've learned worldwide, the whole world, we've learned we got fish in more different types of water. We got the fish in the shallow, the deep end. Yeah, yes. So listen, that song is true to life. I got one more song that's coming up by Lucky Tags. And I'm pretty much out of time. I got this one song, and this is going to be awesome. This is the entertainers and artists is up out of Alabama. Yes, she is from Alabama. Listen, y'all, she just started really getting serious about her things in 2018. And this is You Said. Now, listen, y'all, check this out. This is a good one. It is the bomb. Y'all gonna love this. Once again, this is Lucky Tags, and I love that name. It is You Did. Check this out. You Did by Lucky Tags.
Rosemary. You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm looking good, smelling good, misunderstood. I wish you would. You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor. You did me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm looking good, smelling good, misunderstood. I wish you would.
Call me Mufasa, because I'm a queen. I be doing my thing when I'm on the scene. She's so obsessive, but look like a troll. Very impulsive, not focused on gold. She played checkers, I played chess. She walked out on me, things went left. There's no more stressing. Life is the best teacher. I'm learning these lessons.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm looking good, smelling good, misunderstood. I wish you would. You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm looking good, smelling good. Understood, I wish she would.
To be on the same team, she sold me a dream. She was living a fairy tale. It is not what it seems. I was heartbroken, even had a frown. Look at God, he lift me up, move things around. Just like Mario, I jumped on that flower. Nothing can stop me, I'm standing in my power. This is my moment, there's no regret. Focus on the future, focus on the check.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm looking good, smelling good, misunderstood. I wish you would.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
You did me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm looking good, smelling good, misunderstood. I wish you would.
Hey, that is. You did by Lucky Tags. And you know what? It's a really great point to what she said. You did me a favor. Now, listen, y'all. Sometimes, and I'm pretty much out of time, I'm going to get up on out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But I'm going to say this. Sometimes individuals think they are doing something to you, but they're not. And see, that's why God is so awesome and God is so phenomenal, because God knows how to use everything that happens in our lives and use it for our good. Even when individuals think they are doing something to you, God will be doing something for you and through you, right, in order to get you to where you need to be to walk in your destiny. See, God will, he will use a little string. You know what I mean? Sometimes a person will take a little piece of string and just, you know, wave it in your face and they think they're doing something to you. And God will take the string and make a bow tie out of it, right? He'll make a bow out of it and give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So listen, whereas one person take a string, they think they're just slapping anything in your face. And what God will do is take the string and make a bow tie out of it and hand you the bow, because that's a gift, right? He's handing you a gift. And so whereas one person will try to give you anything, God will turn it into a gift and have you to use it, you know, for the masses. And so, you know, it's just phenomenal. That song was just great. You did. It was awesome and off the chain. Well, guess what, y'all? Y'all can follow me on any streaming platform that you like. Of course, the Fierce Female Network can be picked up on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, Apple. It can be picked up on Spotify, Player FM, Blueberry. You know, it's just all over. Wherever you like to listen, you can follow and listen. Listen, y'all, I got to get them up out of here. It was a stone cold blast on this afternoon. But guess what? I'll be back later on today. And, of course, in the famous word of Don Cadiz, it is all about peace, love, and fire.